Welcome to the Chocolate Cake Bites podcast with Ken Williams. Each week, we dig deeper and discover the sweet nuggets of goodness that come from living the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks for joining in and enjoy this week's conversation. And happy New Year almost. It is just a few days after Christmas. Hopefully Christmas was wonderful for you. It was great for our family. We didn't have everybody together, but we had most everybody together. And I don't even want to disown the ones that were that weren't there. They were actually, we've got our daughter and son-in-law and grandson who are typically in Idaho, and they were visiting his family in the Portland area. So that was them, but the rest of us were close by and we had a wonderful Christmas. Thanks for asking. And now we're just a few days left in the year. And as is the tradition, it's time to talk about goals. But it's a little bit different this year. It's different for sure than what it's been a few years ago, where I was on a rant about goals. But I'm going to share with you my New Year's tradition. It's going to be a tradition. I started it last year. I'm doing it again this year. The dates, times, locations will be slightly different than what I did last year. We were traveling out to visit Carissa, actually, last Christmas Eve and then New Year's Eve. And so I'm going to be doing this home here. I haven't decided all the details yet, but here's what I have found that I really enjoy about how I have changed my New Year's resolution approach. So here's what I'm doing. Here's what I'm going to suggest. I'm going to make it an invitation to you to try this out. I think it will shift some things for you as it has done for me. So let me explain it. Not too long. This is a fairly short episode. And I just want to explain what it is. So first of all, sometime between now and Christmas Eve, no, we already passed that, between now and New Year's Eve, I want you to sit down, just a blank sheet of paper, it could be lined, it could be whatever, and write down all the things that you are disappointed with in how you handled things or what you did, what you should have done, what you shouldn't have done, all the things. So for example, maybe you were a little bit impatient with your family. So you're going to write, I was impatient with my family. Maybe you were a little bit lazy when it came to working out. I was lazy about working out, or I was not consistent. Whatever it is, whatever it is. And it can be anything at all. I want it, and nobody else is going to see this. This is for you only. I just want you to get everything out so that you have, you're just going to write out everything that you want to let go of from this year, from 2024. And you don't have to do this at the new year. You can do this anytime, but I did it last New Year's Eve. I'm doing it again this New Year's Eve. I just kind of like the idea of starting the new year fresh this way. So you're going to write everything down. It's going to be, whatever it is. Everything. Put it all down. Like I said, this is for you only. I'm not going to ask for details. None of my business. So you're going to write it all down. Now, take a new piece of paper. And this is a piece of paper. I did it in a notebook. And actually, I tore out the page of the notebook of the stuff that I wanted to get rid of. But on another piece of paper, and this is something you're going to hold on to. Again, this is for you only. This is only something that you're going to have access to, unless you want to share it with somebody else, that's fine. But I want you to write down the opposite of whatever you put down. So, and I'm operating under the assumption that if you did something that you are kind of regretting this year, that you want to not do that anymore. So for example, if you're critical of other people, you might write the opposite. I'm patient with people. If you were lazy and you didn't work out. Then the opposite of that might be, I take my health seriously. So you're going to write some version of the opposite. So I hope that makes sense. If you are struggling with how you handled the situation, we're going to put that on there. I want the thing that you struggled with, and I want the opposite. If you're struggling with a behavior, same thing. I don't know if I said that. If you're struggling with a characteristic, something that you want to improve, then put the characteristic on the paper that is the first one that we talked about, and then the opposite on the other paper. Now, when you do the opposite, I want you to, and you may do a couple versions of this until it all just really kind of feels consistent with who you want to become. This is our becoming. I labeled mine things I'm ready to become. The other one you can label things I'm ready to forgive. So with the forgiving one, once you have this all done, you've got both lists. I've got on mine probably about 20 to 25 different items. And over the course of the year, I realized that I had some duplicates. And so I have made some adjustments. There were some things that I wanted to clarify what I meant. And so I have some edits. And depending on how extensive your edit is, you may rewrite, you may just cross out, rewrite. That's what I did. I just changed some words on a couple of the lines. So what we're going to do, this is the thing that for me was meaningful. Take the thing, the first page. These are all the things that you want to let go of. These are things that you're going to forgive of yourself. And I want you to read them. I want you to read them to yourself, and I want you to read them out loud. Go to a private place, read them out loud. So if it's scrolling endlessly on social media, I forgive myself for endlessly scrolling on social media. I want you to say it. I want you to say it out loud. I don't care if anybody else hears it. That's not important, but I want you to say it. I want you to hear yourself say the words, I forgive. I forgive me, or I forgive myself for. If you were impatient, then I forgive myself for being impatient with whoever it was, family, friend, boss, whatever. You're going to go through that whole list. You're going to go through the whole list. I want you to go through the whole list, and then you're going to destroy it. We're not going to look at that anymore. We're not that person anymore. We're giving up that person. We're forgiving. We're letting it go. So however you want to destroy it. Last year, what I did was I took that paper. I was in the Denver airport. I tore it up into tiny pieces, and I threw it in a trash can. I knew that there was no way that I was ever going to have access to it again, and it's gone. So you can burn it. You can bury it. You can tear it up. You can shred it. You can whatever you want to do. Eat it. Feed it to the dog. Whatever. We're going to get rid of it. That's gone. We're not that person anymore. We're starting the new year. We're starting the new year fresh with what we're becoming. And then every day during 2025, you're going to read those statements to yourself. And the format that I think is helpful is I am. At a minimum, I am. And maybe you can be grateful. I'm grateful that I am. And if it doesn't quite resonate with you that I am patient or whatever, then you can say, I am grateful that I'm becoming patient. And I want you to read that to yourself out loud every day. And I'm going to hit on a couple of mine just to give you an idea. I'm not going to read the forgiveness ones, but you can figure out the forgiveness ones if you think of the opposite. I am. Let me find a good one. I'm humbled at the great machinery of my body and how well it has and continues to serve me. I am grateful for the abundance I experience. I have more than I need when I need it. And I'm not talking, a couple weeks ago, we talked about the quiet wealth. I'm not talking about a financial abundance specifically. I'm talking about I have abundance. I am abundant when it comes to sharing my time, my resources, in some cases, finances, etc. I appreciate the unlimited number of journeys and ways that people can reach their peak. Um, as you go through this, you may find things that you want to include that aren't necessarily part of your opposites. Add those. Over the course of this past year, I found something that I wanted to include. And so I just wrote that at the bottom. And that's my New Year's tradition. I've done it once. That's enough for it to be a tradition, right? I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again this year. It's a tradition I'm going to continue. I like it. I like reminding myself of who I am. And it's not just who I ended up being. It's who I'm deciding to be. I am. And I am grateful that I am these things. I think this connects really nicely with what we talked about around Thanksgiving, expressing gratitude for the qualities, the characteristics, the traits that we have that we can develop and become our better version, our version, next version, whatever it is, 2, 3, 4, whatever. So give it a shot. I'd love to know your experience. I don't care about the details about what you wrote, what you wanted to forgive, what you wanted to become, but I am interested if there was any kind of part of this experience that resonated or that struck a chord with you. Let me know. You can reach out to me, Ken, at chocolatecakebites.com. And happy new year. It's going to be a great year. 2025 is going to be the best year ever. And it can be, and it will be, if we decide it will be. And that's what I got. We'll talk to you next year. Thank you for listening to Chocolate Cake Bites. We want to hear how to make the podcast better for you. So please let us know at ken@chocolatecakebites.com. That's ken@chocolatecakebites.com. And before you end the day, take a few minutes to consider, who do you know who needs chocolate cake?